It's 27 minutes to 11, live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
We're very fortunate to have on the line our Lord Mayor of Parramatta, Lord Mayor Bob Dwyer. It's so great to have him on. He's an incredible person, lots of energy. In the midst of everything, when you pick up a paper, you'll find Parramatta is in the first four or five pages in the sense that something's happening in terms of challenging or competing resources, big decision-making with regards to the powerhouse or Riverside or Bank West or the light rail. There are so many wonderful things happening in and around Parramatta. You know, you look in the sky now. When I was a kid, you didn't even have to lift your head. Now your head goes back at the tall buildings, the eateries, everything, and nothing continues to change except change itself. Lord Mayor, thanks for joining us this morning on Spotlight.
Yeah, good morning, Darren. Good morning, Jim.
Well, good morning to you. Again, we know how busy you are. You've got, you know, everyone wants a piece of you with so much happening and big decisions that you'll have to make. Let's look at some of the things that are happening at the moment. Very, very big, important part in the culture of Australia's culture, and particularly Sydney, and in particular Parramatta, of course, is the Lunar New Year. What's Parramatta doing in relation to that?
Yeah, Jim, it's pretty unfortunate. Like last year, we had to cancel COVID, you know, cancel the event due to COVID. But this year, we've had to just scale it back a bit, and this year we'll be celebrating it by lighting up Centenary Square in the Parramatta CBD from the 12th of, to the 26th of February. There'll be an archway of bright lanterns and a giant lunar lantern that you'll be able to walk through and take some photos in. So as I said, it's something we'd like to have the usual event where we obviously have a stack of people in Parramatta with live music and performances. But this year, you know, COVID sort of always gets to us in one way or another, and this year we've had to really cut back. But, you know, we'd love to celebrate the Lunar New Year, as you know, and the Chinese community and Asian community generally in Parramatta are fantastic people. So we'd obviously encourage people to come down there to Centenary Square and celebrate that in a minor way, but still, you know, it's the year of the ox, and we want to wish everyone the year of the ox.
And Lord Mayor, just for our listeners, they're very intelligent. They probably know it, but it's interesting because, as we know through lunar astrology, a different animal is used to highlight the particular year. The year of the ox, what does that represent?
Well, I don't particularly know, Jim. How's that? You know?
I think the really good thing that it does know, and I'm reading from notes in front of me, it's hard work, positivity and honesty. And I think that really encapsulates Parramatta and all the work that the council and the great people of Parramatta are doing. And that hard work and positivity,
yes,
is really bringing up great rewards for Parramatta. And thank you for what you do in leading the council for those sort of outcomes, and we wish everyone a happy Lunar New Year. Now, moving on, Lord Mayor, we understand that the council has a wide range of grants programs, and one of the latest is the Community Grants Program launch. Can you tell our listeners a bit more about that and what's in store in those grants program?
Yeah, look, thanks, Darren. This year, council's offering a total of $400,000 in community grants. And not-for-profit groups are normally the recipients of these grants because they're the backbone of our community. They serve and support the neighbours through good times and bad. So it's our turn to help them out. And the annual community grants program is just one way we can do that. So groups can apply for funding between $5,000 and $25,000 to support the fantastic work they do and help them bounce back from the pandemic. Now, grants are available in five categories: the Community Capacity Building, Creative Fellowship Fund, Creative Project Leveraging, Growing Social Enterprise in Parramatta, and Cultural Heritage and Research Fund. So the funding can be used to develop projects and resources, build internal capacity, and buy essential materials. So, you know, these are really important grants to our local not-for-profit people. And obviously, we want to encourage everyone to go out there and apply for the grants for 2021. The applications close on the 22nd of January. 22nd of February, we're in the wrong month. And the information, obviously, is always available on our website at cityofparramatta.nsw.gov.au/community/grants.
Lord Mayor, I just wanted, on behalf of Darren and myself and Spotlight, thank you again, because in this year of COVID, the impact on revenue to the economy, you've not shied away from those important elements, as you said, not-for-profit organisations that really do need resources to help those less able to help themselves. And we're just very grateful that you see that as a value, and you've committed yourself personally, the councillors and management, to continue making sure that those go forward. So thank you.
Alive 90.5.
It's 16 minutes to 11. Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim Darren.
Lord Mayor, tell us about the nighttime economy, because that's very, very important with regards to Parramatta, particularly at the moment. And I know you spent a lot of time and a lot of meetings trying to activate that particular strategy for the CBD and surrounding areas of Parramatta.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. Look, I think we all know how big Parramatta's growing. It's growing fast, and you know, if you look around the large buildings we've got coming up. And as you know, Parramatta and the greater Western Sydney has a third of Sydney's population. And we just obviously people want to come to Parramatta to be entertained and a whole range of things. And the state government's been pushing for a nighttime economy, and Parramatta's now the central river city, and we want to try to have it buzzing 24 hours a day at some future date. That means longer trading hours for businesses, small bars, more live music, art installations and pop-up events. So at the moment, we want local businesses to share their ideas of how we can boost the nighttime economy. And as such, we've launched our nighttime economy activation grant program. This program is offering $10,000 to local businesses, groups and individuals who've developed new and interesting ways to keep our city buzzing. So Jim, all the ideas are welcome, whether you want to introduce live music or run cultural events at your business. So, look, the Parramatta nighttime economy, Jim, is worth more than $1 billion to Parramatta. So the grants will help support local business, make our economy more diverse. The applications for these grants close on the 22nd of January. And again, all the information is available on the government, on our council website.
So, Lord Mayor, are these just for the CBD or also the suburbs? And I ask because I was at a great Australia Day event, which was sponsored by the Australia Day Council, and it was an outdoor movie in the local John Wynne Reserve, which is just opposite me in Carlingford. So are they the sort of things that you're looking at as well as things in the CBD?
Like satellites.
Yeah, it's not just the CBD. It's throughout the whole of the Parramatta local government area. Right. And that includes, as you say, Darren, up there at North Rocks, or it could be Winston Hills, could be Carlingford, could even come down to Harris Park, all those sort of areas. So not just the CBD. We just want to keep all of our local government area progressing forward in a fantastic way.
And talking about local areas, there are many great local areas around Parramatta. You mentioned Harris Park. There's Dundas Valley. And I know there's Winston Hills, your backyard as well. Do you have any way that you're thinking about getting people together to share memories of the area? And maybe you've got an example, and maybe you've got something new as well. What are you seeking to do in that respect?
Yeah, Darren, that's very coincidental. I grew up in Dundas Valley, and obviously as a young bloke, have a fond memory of that area. And I came across a Facebook page called Dundas Valley Memories. And, of course, it's got photos and a whole range of memories of people who've lived there over the many years. So I have this thought at the moment. I've lived in Winston Hills for the last 42 years, and I'd love to get people to display their memories of Winston Hills, and also perhaps North Rocks and Carlingford in the future as we move forward, to raise a similar sort of Facebook page to have, you know, memories of Winston Hills, memories of North Rocks, memories of Carlingford. I just think it's a fantastic idea for people who've lived there over the many years to, you know, share their fantastic memories of living in these great areas of Parramatta.
And I know, Lord Mayor, we're talking about this and you were sharing an anecdote of your memories of North Rocks. Are you happy to share that with our listeners here?
Yeah, well, as I said, I lived in Winston Hills and I worked in a bank for many years, but then I got this great idea. I wanted to be my own self-employed person and I bought a milk run. And what area it happened to be? It happened to be North Rocks. And so some of the, obviously the residents who are in the local government area, I was serving their milk up to them and all the other dairy products to them back in the, I think I got it was about 1980s, I think it was. 1980, 81, somewhere around that sort of period. So, you know, North Rocks is very close to my heart, having slogged myself around there in the night time and, you know, beating off the spider webs and all the dogs and cats and everything at the time. So it was certainly an experience for me, yeah.
Sounds very good. So we're going to start supporting you and the listeners out in Winston Hills with the Winston Hills Memories Facebook page. And I think it's just about live at the moment. Is that right, Lord Mayor?
You're correct, Darren. We've been working on it now for a couple of weeks and we just want to fine-tune a little bit and we'll get that out there probably in the next week. And I'm looking forward to seeing some of the fantastic photos and memories from our Winston Hills.
So am I, and I'm looking forward to even spreading that further right across the local government area and in my backyard of Carlingford and North Rocks as well.
Fantastic.
Well, I just think it's a great idea for unity for our communities. They can remember the what's so wonderful about living in Parramatta.
It is. Lord Mayor, I can't believe how quick time goes. You're very informative. You lead with strong leadership about what you're trying to do. For people, you will leave an amazing legacy. You're in an amazing period of history of the growth and challenges of Parramatta. And behalf of all the residents, particularly Darren and ourselves at Spotlight, we want to thank you for your continued level of service to and for the people of Parramatta.
Well, thanks very much for those kind words. But obviously, we all love Parramatta, so thanks very much.
Have a great day, Lord Mayor.
Thanks, Darren. Thanks, Jim. Have a great time.
Thank you, Lord Mayor.
Bye-bye.
Alive 90.5.